One day into the siege of the Alamo, on February 24, 1836, William Barrett Travis wrote a desperate letter seeking aid from his fellow Texians and all Americans in the world. You see, rather than offer an easy and dishonorable surrender to the far superior forces surrounding them, Travis and his men were determined to use their last breath in the fight for the cause of liberty. Their plea, of course, went unanswered. I find myself this time of year wondering what I would have done back then. More importantly, of course, is to ask what we will do today. When liberty is threatened, do we embrace our creature comforts or run to the action? I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan, asking that we consider Travis's words together in this week's reflection on life and liberty. To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword if the fort is taken. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, of everything dear to the American character, to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death. William Barrett Travis. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. You can find more podcasts focused on the Lone Star State at texasscorecard.com.